This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, right across Australia on the Community Radio Network, this is QNN, a look back at the events of the week in news and sport, important to gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, and intersex communities. QNN.
Hi there, I'm Matthew Wade and this is your QNN News Update. Parents have targeted key federal MPs in a new marriage equality campaign encouraging members to speak out for a free vote in Parliament. The campaign was created by parents and friends of lesbians and gays and aims to give a voice to the MPs that already support marriage equality but aren't able to have their voices heard via a free vote. 25 Liberal and National MPs that are pro-same-sex marriage will be targeted through specific ads that highlight the need for a free vote to give them a voice. And more than half of young people don't identify as straight and prefer to forgo labels entirely, according to a new survey. The anti-bullying charity Ditch the Label polled over 1,000 people aged between 13 and 26 in an effort to better understand how young people experience sexuality. The results found that 76% of young people believe labels on sexuality are no longer important, and 57% said they didn't fit into the traditional definition of heterosexuality. And South Australia has passed a motion supporting marriage equality after a conscious vote was moved by the Greens in the Legislative Council. The vote was also supported by Labor, Liberal and Independent MLCs, with 11 members voting to support marriage equality and 6 voting against the motion. Co-convener of the New South Wales Gay and Lesbian Rights Lobby, Chris Pycroft, said as a South Australian, he was pleased to see the passing of the motion as it sent a powerful message to PM Malcolm Turnbull. And the Senate has released a consensus report on the government's draft marriage equality bill, deciding not to endorse targeted discrimination against same-sex couples in wedding services. Attorney General George Brandis introduced the government's bill late last year, which allowed civil celebrants and religious organisations and businesses to turn away same-sex couples based on their religious beliefs. Advocates have welcomed the multi-party consensus report, saying it provides a pathway for marriage equality in this term of Parliament. Iconic fashion magazine Vogue has featured trans model Valentina Sampaio on the cover of next month's French edition, a first for the publication. The Brazilian model appears on the cover of the magazine with the caption, "Transgender Beauties, How They Change the World." Deciding to put her on the cover of the French issue in particular was also worth noting, as in France a majority of magazines are sold on newsstands rather than by subscriptions. And a new report aims to increase awareness around the sexual health barriers faced by gay Asian men in New South Wales, particularly those that have recently migrated to Australia. The discussion paper was created by ACON and outlines the impact of HIV on gay men from Asian cultural backgrounds. The report suggests that previous experiences of criminalisation, fear of disclosure, visa precariousness, Medicare ineligibility, and experiences of racism and isolation affect their ability to negotiate safe sex and access HIV testing and treatment options. That was your QNN News Update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
Thanks, Matt. Women's AFL co-captain Erin Phillips has spoken openly about being a wife and a parent, saying motherhood is the best thing that's happened to her. The Crows captain met wife Tracy 7 years ago while playing basketball for the Adelaide Lightning, with Tracy giving birth to twins Blake and Brooklyn last November. Several other AFLW players have shared their coming out stories, but there are still currently no out male AFL players. British MPs have called for soccer fans who chant homophobic abuse to be banned from games. The House of Commons inquiry into homophobia in sport says that football clubs need to take a tougher approach when it comes to incidents of homophobic abuse and that the game has an unsafe and unsecure environment for players to come out. A Football Association spokesman says they will review the report and make the issue a top priority. The NCAA and NBA Basketball All-Star Games have already been pulled out of North Carolina in reaction to the HB2 bill. And finally, Canberra United co-captain Michelle Heyman has been nominated for an LGBTI Sports Personality of the Year award. The soccer star was the only openly gay Australian athlete at the Rio Olympics and says being a part of the first ever Aussie LGBTI award ceremony is one of the greatest things that's ever happened to her. Heyman wants to become a role model for young kids who are afraid to be themselves. With the QNN Sports Update, I'm Tanya Lewis.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the world of LGBTI news this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
Thanks to a dedicated team of volunteers. That was QNN. QNN is produced at Joy 94.9, Australia's only radio station dedicated to providing informing, uplifting and empowering content for the diverse gay and lesbian communities. QNN is funded by the Community Broadcasting Foundation and heard nationally each week on the Community Radio Network. Follow QNN on Twitter at QNN Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.